Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Time to be joined by Predators TV analyst Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer, and Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com and see Mace today, joining us via Zoom as well. Chris Mason, you beautiful man, what's going on?
Not too much. Just had to change the routine. I had to comb the beard before I came on here. See, it's a little easier when I'm talking on the phone, but for you guys, I do anything.
Well, the beard is looking strong. We would do anything for you as well. And we appreciate you taking time to join us today. And Chris, Preds taking on the Red Wings tonight, and they just keep on winning. Winners of 9 of their last 11, 7 of their last 8. And on Saturday, of course, the story, and really the story of the last couple of weeks here, has been UC Saros and how well he's playing. We talked to you about him last week and what you've seen out of him since he's come back from injury. I'm just interested from your vantage point as a former goalie, when you're on a hot streak like this, like he is right now, what's it like out there in the net? Well, what's it like seeing the puck, like everything that goes into it? Do you just feel maybe invincible to a certain degree when you're on a run like this?
Yeah, you want it. You want to play every game. You want to be out there every second. You want guys to shoot the puck. You want two-on-ones. You want all those situations. It's an amazing feeling. The game slows down, as we talked about last time, and it's the best feeling as an athlete, because you know you're going to play good. You just, every time, every day you go out there, you just know, and you know that they know that you're going to play good, and it just is such a consuming feeling, which is good. And, you know, on the flip side, when you're in a slump, that can be consuming as well. But when you're in, you know, the zone that he's in right now, it's just the best. And, you know, he's the level that he's at right now, he's the hottest goalie in the National Hockey League. Oh, there's no question about it. So you just want it. You want it all the time. And I guess it's like what a drug would be like, what they say anyway. You always want it. You always want that adrenaline rush and to get out there. And it's different as a goalie. I guess it's not as much adrenaline as it is just a feeling of consciousness. And you kind of know what's going to happen, and you can find pucks through traffic, and your reaction is so quick, and your mind works like that. It's just, it's a pretty powerful feeling.
So, like, how long-term sustainable is something like that? I mean, I'm sure it obviously varies from player to player, but, like, is this right now, you look at Saros as just he's absolutely in the zone, or however you want to say it, or is there any sort of possibility that he's, you know, stepped up to another sustainable level of play?
Well, I think he's at that level. I think you can sustain it. I mean, you know, in my career, I wasn't a starter for the majority of my career, but I had a couple good runs where I, you know, in St. Louis, I played 34 straight games. And, you know, I had that feeling the entire time. You just get there, and the guys around you, it's kind of a group thing, I think, as well. But obviously Saros is the one that's, you know, been that consistent, whether they've had good efforts or not. And Saros has shown in the past that once he gets there, he can stay there, you know, for long periods of time. And I think, you know, and he's done that every year. And the best guys in the league are the guys that can do that. And, you know, and not just at a level that's, oh, he's good every night. He's unbelievable every single night, you know. And that's, I think for this team, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to need that to get in. It's still going to be, it's, you know, they still got quite a few games left, and it's going to be a battle to the end. So if, you know, hopefully, crossing our fingers, he can stay there for another 18 more games at least.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And see, Mason, it's interesting. Like I threw out the numbers before the segment began. I mean, 9 out of their last 11, they've been doing a whole lot of winning as of late. And I think on the surface, as maybe a casual hockey fan or just looking at injuries that have taken place, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, you've lost a lot of really important players. Forsberg's not in there. Duchesne. I mean, we've talked about the list enough. Ryan Ellis as well. When you've been a part of teams that have gone through a lot of injuries but have still been able to kind of fight through that and maintain a certain level of play, what do you think goes into that? Why do you think they've been able to handle these injuries so well?
Honestly, I've been on teams like that, and it's the craziest thing. Your best players go down, and you're like, oh, man, now who's going to score? You know, you're like, you know, I remember years when Paul Kariya and we had a bunch of our guys get hurt, and you know, now who's going to do it? Well, you know what? It falls on everybody, and that's one of the best feelings that, you know, on being part of a team, is that when you lose your guys like that, you have to rely on everybody. So everybody's job gets that much more important, and it's a pretty galvanizing, unifying feeling where, you know, depending on what night it is, there's a different guy stepping up, and you need Carrier to come in the lineup, and you need Davies last time, and you have all these different pieces that are coming together, and it's just this mentality that, you know, kind of us against the world. Nobody, you know, the Preds are in a situation. I didn't think the way the season is going, we're talking about trade deadline stuff, and you know, rightfully so, there was no reason to really be hopeful at that at a certain point. But that's the beauty of sports, is it's like a drama. You never know what's going to happen. You don't know week to week. That's why you get on social media and everyone's got all the answers. Well, you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen, right? So the beauty of that is that now they put themselves in a position where they're a character team. They're fun to watch. They're scratching and clawing every night. You know, they're an inspiring team because they lost those guys, because the guys that get called up have this opportunity, because every single night they need a different guy to play well, or everybody to play well, or Kelly Yarncroke to get 4 points, or Rocco Grimaldi to score 4 goals, or whatever the case may be. And obviously UC Saros to continue to play well, but it's a great story, and it really galvanizes a team when everybody's relied on and you don't have those guys. Well, you know, well, Duchesne's going to score two, and you know, this guy's going to do this, Forsberg will score and we'll win. It's not like that anymore. Now you need everybody. It's pretty, and it's fun to watch. I enjoy covering this team so much right now.
So if you're in that room as a veteran player, and you know how the league works, and you're enjoying this ride, and you feel that, you know, that togetherness, and like you said, everybody's galvanized and playing for each other, and then a Granlund or a Holla or somebody is traded at the deadline, are you concerned about the effect on the team, or is it like, hey, you shrug it off and this is the league and you move forward?
Yeah, you shrug it off. You know, I've had great friends on my team traded. I've been traded. That's the thing of sports. It kind of stings a little bit at first if your buddy's gone, but that day you got to focus for the game the next day. Or if it's the day of a game, it's just your mind goes right back to what you need to focus on. So I'm not saying that relationships don't matter, because obviously they do, but guys in professional sports have, you know, dealt with this every year, and often more times than a couple. So it's something that everybody recognizes as part of the business, and it's going to happen. It stings for a second, but after that, it's right back to the job at hand. So I don't think, you know, regardless what happens here in the next week, I think it's a week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 6 days. Yeah.
No, it'll be, I don't know. Now I don't know. I think before we kind of maybe had an idea. I don't know if that game plan changes because, you know, they're in fourth place in the Central Division, or if they stay, you know, they stay pat, or they say, you know what, we're still going to, you know, get some pieces for the future, and the, you know, all the contracts come into play and all this. It'll be very interesting to see what happens here in Nashville next week.
And see, Mace, as you're well aware, as at one time you were third on the list for shutouts in the history of the Nashville Predators organization, now are in fourth place. UC Saros has passed you with his shutout the other day against Chicago. What's your reaction to that? Got a shout-out in the post-game press conference the other day from Saros as well.
Yeah, well, someone asked a question, so he gave me a shout-out. That was pretty awesome. He's going to crush it. I hope he crushes it. You know, I hope he gets up there to peck at numbers, and then you have another little battle for one and two. I'm sure he'll get there one day or close to it. So, I'm happy for, I love that kid. He's honestly, you know, we talk about Peck all the time because we know him, and he's been here forever, and what a good person he is. And he deserves every nice thing that's ever said about him and more, but Yus is such a good kid. He is the most polite, well-mannered, just humble, really just, you know, you guys have talked to him too. He's a great kid too. So all his success, I'm so happy for him. I hope he crushed. I don't think I have any more records. So, but if I did, I'd hope he'd crush them too.
Yeah. I mean, Pekka stole your goal record last year too, as well, becoming the goal scoring. I mean, they're erased. They're taking everything away from you, man.
I'm getting canceled right
now. You are.
I never happened.
That's right. Neither of them could touch your beard, and
that's
you
true.
Know that.
That is
they
true.
They couldn't come close to that thing.
That is true.
They both have pretty decent stashes in their own way when they commit.
That is true. That's true. Brent's TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer, and Smoky Mountain Tops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. See, Mace, great stuff as always, brother. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Yeah. You as well. It is. I mean, they're just stealing everything from C-Mace.
Yeah.
The shutout records, the goals.
I'm going to have to strongly disagree with him there.
What's that? On the beard?
Cesaro should not do the mustache ever.
Oh, I love it.
Man, that's tough.
It's like a Joe Retro mustache.
Well, I shouldn't either, but I'm just trying to cover my face.
That's right. When we come back, it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click. Here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators taking on the Red Wings tonight. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You'll have your opportunity to select a goal scorer for tonight's game for the Predators against Detroit. And if you win, you'll win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Do that now. We'll do that coming up next. Ryan Porth, time for you to get back on the board as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Turnaround shot and the score!
Who's going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game? Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Nashville Predators taking on the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Puck drop at 6:30, pregame at 5:30 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it's your opportunity for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Mike from Gallatin, who is today's participant in Preds Pick to Click. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good, guy. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Mike. The Predators taking on the Red Wings tonight. Who is your pick to click in tonight's game for the Predators?
I've spent the entire break there going back and forth. I just flipped a coin between Granlund and Tolvanen, and I'm going to go with Tolvanen.
Nice. That's a good call. So the old coin flip strategy employed by Mike and Gallatin.
Literally could go either way. I've been saying Arvidsson, and before that I was saying Duchesne, and it's time just to give up on that and just go with people that are hot.
There you go. That's a pretty good strategy. Mike,
and
we
playing.
Appreciate it. And playing, too. Mike, we appreciate it. Good luck to you. So Mike going
Thanks, Mike.
With Elli Tolvanen. And employing the coin flip strategy, which I believe is a first here on the Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka.
As far as we know.
I probably should have employed the coin flip strategy long ago. So maybe this is a teaching moment from Mike.
You need one?
No.
You could do it now.
I'm on a hot streak. I've got one in my last two. So I'm doing pretty well
true.
At the moment. So Mike going with Elli Tolvanen tonight. Ryan Porth, you have the first selection in today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka in our portion of this. Now, the standings are as such. The listeners at 6, Joe Rexroad at 6, Ryan Porth at 1 correct answer, Robbie Stanley at 1 correct answer. Elli Tolvanen has been selected by Mike and Gallatin. Ryan Porth, your selection in Preds Pick to Click is whom?
Doing some last-second research here.
On what?
What are you researching?
On who to pick. Okay. This is Pick to Click. I'm doing my research.
Okay.
Mikael Granlund has scored in each of the last three games against the Red Wings. Give me Granny.
All righty. Ryan Porth, after a copious amount of researching, has selected Mikael Granlund in the competition.
Have you ever heard of things evening out? See, the odds are he's not going to score against him now. You could look at it that way, too.
That's right.
I don't want to discourage you. You're in a tough battle here with Robbie.
That's right.
Even up.
Robbie
can no
Stanley.
Longer taunt him.
1-1.
Robbie Stanley, the second pick in today's draft. Give me the captain. Give me Roman Josi. I think he scores a power play goal, and he gets me to 2 in the competition to take the lead on Ryan Porth.
If he scores an even strength or shorthanded goal, it won't count.
It counts just the same. Joe Rexrow, the final selection today in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka.
I mean, do I even have to say anything?
I know what you're going to say. He is going with number 19.
The Yarn Daddy.
Yeah.
Joe, I will happily, let's go, Yarny. The year of Yarny. Joe Davey and Rex Croak all day.
It continues on. K Callie Yarncroke, the selection from Joe Rexroad.
If Yarncroke and Yossi were in a boy band, who would be the lead singer?
Roman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Yarncroke, you know.
Yarncroke would not be the lead singer on that
no,
band.
No, he wouldn't. No.
Would they be called the Soft Jays?
That's pretty good. Wow.
That sounds like that sounds like an a cappella college band, like Here Comes Treble.
You know? Here Comes Treble. That is today's edition of Preds Pick the Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Mike in Gallatin selecting Eli Tolvanen. Ryan Porth, after a lot of research, Mikhail Granlund selected in the competition.
About 20 seconds of research.
Yes. Robbie Stanley selecting Roman Yossi. Joe Rexroad remains strong and remains with his constant pick, Callie Yarncroke, in the competition.
The Acapellas.
There's another one for you. Wow. You're pretty good at this. Wow.
I didn't make either of those up. Hey. The Acapellas, I think, is a real one. It might be a Michigan State one, but Here Comes Treble is from The Office.
Yes.
Yep.
You guys know this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
It's pretty good.
We have something in common.
We do. It only took a year for us to figure this out together.
Go watch Star Wars, Porth.
Yes. No.
See if you can do that. Now, the Predators, relatively speaking, got good news yesterday on the injury front. Victor Arvidsson, day-to-day with an upper body injury. He did make the trip to Detroit. So we talked about the scary incident in the Chicago game where he collides with Kirby Dach. He goes down to the ice. He needs help from Johansson and Yarncroke to get up. It looked a little woozy coming off the ice. So you were wondering, like, how long could this be? It looked pretty bad. Day-to-day, he's on the trip to Detroit. That's a good sign for Victor Arvidsson.
I mean, when's the last time someone got a day-to-day? Everybody's getting the week-to-week. So that's good.
Well, there have been some that were day-to-day that turned into week-to-week, but yeah.
Or three to 5 weeks.
Yeah, 3 to 5 weeks.
Right.
Which has been kind of a new thing, though, this season. It's usually 2 to 4 or 4 to 6, but
3 to 5.
They're finding that sweet spot of 3 to 5.
Yeah.
When I hear 3 to 5, I think knee or shoulder.
Okay. Yeah.
When I hear 3 to 5, I think of half of Stillman and Company.
Jeez. Okay. My goodness. I don't know if I could give him credit for that or not. It was awful.
It made us laugh. It was pretty bad. It was so bad it made us laugh. Kind of like Vrabel's presser yesterday. Hey, there we go.
It was pretty good. Oh, man. Speaking of Vrabel's presser yesterday, it's been funny to see the reaction to this. There are some fans that I swear that he could do anything he wanted to do, and they'd be like, you know, that's okay. As long as he wins, I don't care. But there are some that are legitimately mad about that press conference yesterday and how little was learned. You're not mad. You were there.
No, again, I was. I honestly wasn't going to ask about Shane Bowen. I knew.
Help yourself.
Now, listen, if it had gotten to the end of the presser and no one had asked about Shane Bowen, then I would have gone into the chat and, you know, but I knew someone was going to ask.
What else did you ask about yesterday?
Well, I asked about the DBs. Okay. I wanted to ask about. He actually gave a pretty good answer on Christian Fulton. I mean, relative to expectations.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about. Because, I mean, Christian Fulton, I think, is one of the most important guys on the team next year, you know, as far as player we don't know much about who's in a huge role. But that was my plan. Sometimes you don't get a follow-in, like Kaharsky didn't get a follow-in because Vrabel had a 12-28
on the dot.
Exactly meeting.
Yes.
But when Glennon, you know, struggled, Glennon's questions were fine, but it was just like, okay, I think there's a little bit better way to nail this down, so let me try that. And it didn't work.
It was like Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, exactly.
Swatting that thing out of there.
Yeah. You know, Vrabel actually, to me, he reminds me of Bobby Knight. We just had Dan Dockett on, who, of course, played for Bobby Knight. There's some Bobby Knight and Vrabel. Ohio State grads, too.
You saying Vrabel's going to, like, throw a chair across the field coming up? Or?
He's not as entertaining, but the big, intimidating, you're an idiot, I'm smarter than you persona kind of thing. Coming off pretty strong without the big red sweater. So somehow the Barbershop Harmony Society?
Yeah, that's Gover.
is listening. Oh, okay. I'm like, the Barbershop Harmony Society is listening to us. Just said our a cappella bat signal went off and just sent a a video of Here Comes Treble singing Kokomo, which is a great a cappella.
What about the a cappellas?
Yeah, any video of the a cappellas?
Well, let me see if I can find the a cappellas on Twitter. I think that's the Michigan State version. It may be somewhere else.
While you're looking for it, let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that asked, which Nashville media member do you guys think will snap and just ask Vrabel what questions he wants to be asked?
Kaharski.
I mean, it's Kaharski. It's not you. I don't know, though. Maybe it is you. Maybe one day you'll just have enough. Be like, Mike, I demand answers now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly not in person. At least over Zoom, you feel a little bit safer.
Sheltered.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kathleen texts in, I absolutely love Mike Vrabel. Kathleen, a big fan of Vrabel.
Good. Hey, and that's the thing. I mean, some fans like this stuff. And I think that that's possible when you win.
Sure.
You know, sometimes, obviously, there are other situations where we have to ask questions, where, like, a player gets in trouble, or, you know, there's something controversial that fans are mad that it's their team. They really get mad at media, right, for asking those questions.
Or Isaiah Wilson.
Right. I mean, stuff like that. You know, and in those situations, a lot of times it's media versus fans. I think media and fans should be pretty aligned on, it's okay for the guy who coaches the pro team, who gets paid a lot of money, who wants you to come enjoy the product, to shed a little bit of light on the team.
1025 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to give away a hockey home gating party, and it's time to text the word SKATE to 615-737-1025. That's SKATE to 615-737-1025 now to enter for a chance to win a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter, and you can send those texts in now to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, we'll be joined by our man Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
This hour of Robbie and Rex Road has been brought to you by Trane. Get a great deal this spring on a new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, they test so it runs. Visit TraneInfo.com to find your local dealer and learn more. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.